me any better, over.
Yeah, the signal was a little better. Give me a second. Let me get you where I can write you down in my list here, and I'll go ahead and start a list off tonight. But give me a second to get it across the page, and then I'll see if I can get your call in there, because, yeah, you came up tremendously on the last go-around. Go ahead and give me that call one more time. Okay, G4VXC. There's another station still talking. Stand by once this station. K station, the Echo Hotel Romeo, give me your prefix one more time. Okay, very good. Hey, thank you for that. This is KG4ZXC coming back to you. Good evening, sir. I'm from D-Land, Florida. Give me your call. Okay, Roger, Roger, Jim, we got you in there. So K4 Hotel X-Ray Yankee, good to have you aboard tonight. You gonna stick around for any kind of comment?
We will stick around for the listening mode.
Okay, very good, Jim. We got you in there, and thanks for being there and listening mode. I hope you enjoy the net tonight. K4, Hotel X-Ray Yankee, clear Mr. Jim out of Florida, out of D-Land, Florida, clear with you. This is KG4ZXC, and it is 10:01 or $2,200, whichever you prefer, ladies and gentlemen, on the East Coast. This is the deception time, of course. And this is the Wednesday night listening net. I'm KG4ZXC, your moderator, your net control for this net. Let's see, who else? Let's see. Stand by one second, guys. The Echo Hotel Romeo station, I need your prefix, sir, and name and location. I'm really catching a lot of solid noise level here, and it is covering you up. Give me a little bit, and I will not forget your prefix. I got it wrote down here because you're number one on the list, but I want to make sure I get you in there. So just bear with me, and I'm going to see if one of the other relays or net controls can pick you up.
This is my echo. This is my
mixed up now. Alrighty, this is Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm Jesse. I'm KT4ZX and the C out of beautiful Pennsylvania. I'm here in the Allegheny Mountains once again for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Who else has got out there?
I started the logger, Jesse, so I've got you, and I've got James, and I've got Clint, K-H-L-Y.
Okay, Bob, who is the first station? Give me his call.
That was Clint, Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Romeo. He's up there in Michigan.
Okay, I wanted to fill out that just in case I missed it on that. Okay, I'm going to the logger then, and thanks, Bob, for running the logger. I was waiting to ask you if you would do that. So, good to have you aboard, Mr. Bob, aka J-O-Y. Good signal.
Roger, roger. Well, as I said, I've got you down as number one. I have Christopher as number two. He's listening. I've got Clint down as the third person. What order do you want me to put the next people and myself in?
Just keep it the way it is. I mean, there's no specific order right now anyway, I don't guess. Let's see. So you got Clint there, okay. You got Jim. Did you put Jim in there?
Jim is, that's Christopher.
Okay, I'm talking about the Kilo Four Hotel X-Ray Yankee.
I don't have that one written down.
Okay, yeah, that's Jim out of Florida. He's down there in, oh, good gosh, I don't forget the name. But he's down there in South Florida, or mid-Florida, I should say. That's Jim, Kilo 4, Hotel X-Ray Yankee. And him and his buddies are down there in monitoring mode.
All righty, so you want me to add Kilo 4, Hotel Yankee with the rest?
Hotel X-Ray Yankee.
All righty, let me type it in.
All right, very good. Thank you, Bob, and thanks for being here tonight. Yep, I'm in all kinds of disarray tonight. All right, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KT4ZXC, and we're taking further check-in, so anyone else, good afternoon.
KO4FE.
And 4ROQ. Hi, good evening. Mr. Bill, I've been missing you, buddy. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How's it going up your way, Jesse?
Oh, just waiting for this rain to really come down and saturate my ground and mess up my standing. Other than that, I think we're doing good.
Yeah, Roger, I went ahead and cut the grass the other day, and I figured it was going to rain. I don't know when it's going to stop. I thought it was done this afternoon, but it's raining right now.
Yeah, we got some sprinkles, and I just came from the tower a few minutes ago just to double-check some things, and it's starting to sprinkle, so I'm expecting it to come across here anytime. Hi, Bill, KO4FE, out of beautiful Pennsylvania, the southern portion. This is KG4ZXC. Mr. Larry in 4ROQ, beautiful signal out of Tennessee tonight, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Jesse. You're sounding fine also. I heard you tuning up there earlier, and you're doing good. So, band seems to be in good shape, knocking on the wood. So, thank you for putting me down there. We'll see if we can find something that's interesting to put on the net there. Thank you very much.
Hey, no problem, Mr. Larry, and you say a big hello to the family over there. Hey, that was in 4ROQ, Mr. Larry, on number 7 on the list. Hey, this is the Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC. Anyone else?
Net control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Sierra Tango, Robbie, out of Great Falls.
KO4GST, we got you in there out of Great Falls. What state is that?
South Carolina. Holy cow, we got Dixieland coming in here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, Doug. Very good. Thanks, Ron, for coming by and supporting the net. Haven't heard your last couple nets. Hope you make a point to stick around and stay in there tonight. KO4GST, clear with you. And this is Wednesday night, Liberty Net. Who else is out there? Mo, my buddy, KD0RSA. Thank you for being there out of beautiful Nebraska. How you doing, young man?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I'll just be all ears tonight.
Hi, Mr. Mo. We'll keep you in listening mode, and we'll come back around in case you've got something you want to add. Hi, well, thank you, Mr. Mo. KD0RSA out of beautiful Nebraska, clear with you. Anyone else would like to check in before we start net? Call now. Hi, Mr. Bob. Well, it looks like we're going to go ahead and start the net tonight. And would you like to do the introduction, sir?
I would be happy to do that for you, Mr. Jesse. So good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it is the longest-running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now, and since the year of 1974, when it was founded by Mr. Vic, W1WCR. This is the Arium Net, not the Pyrite Net. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great Liberty Net. I'm going to open with the Pledge of Allegiance. We just had Memorial Day weekend when we were to honor the fallen soldiers of many wars. It originated after the Civil War, but I'm going to open with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So good evening. Tonight's moderator will be Mr. Jesse. So I will hand it back to you, Mr. Jesse. KAHJOY.
Hey, well, thank you there, Mr. Bob, and KAHJOY in the Wednesday night Liberty Net. Thank you, guys. Everybody has checked in tonight. I really look forward to seeing all this this logger just completely full of names and call signs. So that really makes me feel great. Without you guys, it wouldn't be a net. So thank you for that. Hey, well, let's see. I am KG4ZXC Jesse out of the voter fraud state of Pennsylvania. Well, guess what? It might not be so much voter fraud if they inherit the actions that's going on out in Arizona. They sent some representatives out there to view and see their process from Maricopa County, Arizona, and they like what they see. So they may be actually performing an audit here in the beautiful state of Pennsylvania, and hopefully we'll get down to the bottom of where my vote went. Well, with that, you know, I can only get so angry for so long, but I ain't giving up anytime soon. Hey, well, anyway, I wanted to start the net off with something I wanted to ask everybody. You know, are we in a better place now than we were before? Well, you know what? I'm kind of glad things turned out the way they have, because I've realized that if this election wasn't stolen, half the country would be so out of touch with how to prepare and how to provide for their families and think of alternative solutions to the problems that we're facing right now today. I just want to let everybody know that maybe this whole election voter fraud crap has been a blessing in disguise to bring everybody back in line to reality, because everybody needs to wake up and realize how reliant we have been on China, along with other countries providing all our industrial needs, and now we can't get crap. If you look at the headlines, a lot of things going on that we're not getting able to have anymore, So, you know what? We're going to have to be more creative now more than ever before to get our country back on track. All right. Well, thank you, guys. This is KG4ZXC, and that's my opening monologue here. So, thank you, guys. Let's see. Going down to the list in KG4ZES, Mr. James, thanks for being there in monitoring mode tonight. KC8, Echo Hotel Romeo out of Great Michigan. Mr. Clint, you have the floor, sir. What you got to open tonight's Wednesday Night Liberty Net with? Come on in.
Negative copy here, K4HXY. and Pennsylvania and also in New Hampshire. They're still pushing within for the audit there. So, and right now it's in Pacific Gulf. And they know it. They're all turning around. And I'm sure you guys probably heard about Fauci also. Now, all you're trying to do is right now they are in full force and they don't know what which way to go. They're trying their hardest to cover up
the coup that they did, and they don't, and anyone who is in a town with it, I don't care if they're a private
citizen,
because I could not hear a whole lot right now. I'm getting a lot of storms starting to roll in across Pennsylvania here. So, KCH, Echo Hotel Romeo, you're a little bit light tonight, Mr. Clint, but we got a lot of it, but I'm going to have Mr. Bob reiterate just briefly to highlight your comments, but thanks for everything tonight, and I know the band conditions ain't the greatest, so don't get discouraged with that. KCH, Echo Hotel Romeo, out of Michigan, that's Mr. Clint, make sure I was looking at the right line there. So, 70, thanks for, I hope you stick around for the next round, maybe the band improved. Clear with KCH, Echo Hotel Romeo. Hey, Mr. Bob, did you catch any of it?
Yeah, Flynn was basically talking about the ballot and how many pallets of ballots and how much tediousness. There's like only 14 pallets left. I think it started out in the 46 or something like that. And they've got to look over the paper. The paper has to be looked at to make sure a human filled in the circle and it was not filled in by a robot, and I also heard that they've got to look at the holes on the mailed one. And he was talking about how the White House wants to clear themselves from this. A little bit about Fauci, and in fact, I even heard that Fauci wrote a book. So Fauci had wrote a book while we were in a pandemic. What a jerk! That was pretty much his take. I'm going to make mine quick since I had to reiterate that. I heard today on ABC News, Sleepy Floppy Joe said that there will be a free beer for every American. I think he said for everyone. I don't think he used the word American. For everyone that is over the age of 21 years of age, if he gets 70% compliance on vaccinations by July 4th. Now, I just don't understand how you're going to have a government that's going to say we're going to pass out free beer at the taxpayers' money. These people, they can't spend it fast enough. But, yeah, Joe said that tonight on ABC News. I thought that was pretty good. So, with that being said, I'll give it back to you, Jesse K.
KT4ZXNSC, KHLY.
Hi, very good, Bob, and thank you for reiterating on what Mr. Clint said. And yeah, my gosh, free beer, wow. Boy, they're really hurting themselves. Boy, what really gets me, Bob, is they're promoting this vaccine so hard. And, you know, they said today on one of the local TV stations that only 36% of the state population has got their vaccine. So we're encouraging everybody to get out there and take the jab. Yeah, there ain't no vaccine to this. It is a jab. It is poison. It's here to dang take your life. And I will not comply. I'll say it again. To each his own. To each his own. To everybody out there, to each his own. But I will say, I am not taking it. I'll wait to see what happens to all the rest before I take it. Hey, Doug Clayer with KAHJOY. Mr. Bob, thank you, sir. And thanks for doing the relay. K4HXY. Mr. Jim of D-Land is in monitoring mode tonight. Good to have you guys in here. Hope the net is up to you guys' expectations. KM4FE, you have the deck, sir, so come on in and speak your mind.
Okay, KG4ZXC and the Liberty Net from KO4FE. Okay. Yeah, Clint was a little late. I copied some of them, but he was, you know, with the noise level, it makes it tough. I hope he goes ahead and pulls the trigger on an amp, because I think that would make a hell of a difference. You almost have to have power on this band, or else a very good location or something. But anyway, yeah, the vaccine stuff, the masks, that's fading out. I go out, there's nobody, very few people aren't wearing these masks anymore, so that seems to be going away. But what's heating up now is that people are finally looking into the origin of this damn virus. I think there's going to be a lot of investigations. I think there's a lot of bad actors in this thing, and it could even be worse than what we suspect. But anyway, so here's a headline from Daily Mail. COVID-19 has no credible natural ancestor and was created by Chinese scientists who then tried to cover their tracks with retro engineering to make it seem like it naturally arose from bats. Explosive new study claimed. An explosive new study claims researchers found unique fingerprints in COVID-19 samples that they say could only have arisen from manipulation in a laboratory. Daily Mail exclusively obtained the new two-page paper authored by British professor Angus Dalgleish and Norwegian scientist Dr. Berger Sorensen, as submitted for publication in the Quarterly Review of Biophysics Discovery. The study showed there's evidence to suggest Chinese scientists created the virus while working on a gain-of-function project in a Wuhan lab. Gain-of-function research, which was temporarily outlawed in the United States, involves altering naturally occurring viruses to make them more infectious in order to study their potential effects on humans. According to the paper, Chinese scientists took a natural coronavirus backbone found in Chinese cave bats and spliced it onto a new spike, turning it into a deadly and highly transmissible COVID-19. The researchers who concluded that COVID-19 has no credible natural ancestor also believe scientists reverse-engineered versions of the virus to cover their tracks. quote, we think there have been retro-engineered viruses created, Dalgleish told DailyMail.com. They changed the virus and tried to make it out as a sequence from years ago. The study also points to deliberate destruction, concealment, or containment of data in Chinese labs and notes that scientists wish to share their findings haven't been able to do so or have disappeared. Until recently, most experts have staunchly denied the origins of the virus were anything other than a natural infection leaping from animals to humans. Earlier this week, Dr. Anthony Fauci defended the U.S. funding of the Wuhan Institute of Virology, saying the $600,000 grant was not approved for gain-of-function research. Well, if you listen to Tucker Carlson tonight, he has emails between Fauci and other scientists where they discuss this gain of function. So Fauci knew what they were doing, and he lied at the congressional hearings and saying that there was no gain of function research going on. Well, that's a lie, proven by the emails that he put out. Furthermore, I would add that due to the fact that when this thing got started, I think they had two scientists at the Wuhan Institute that came down with the COVID-19 way back in November. Those were the first cases that were being discussed. China immediately put a lockdown and allowed nobody to go from Wuhan to other parts of China, but they allowed people to go from Wuhan to everywhere else in the world, thus spreading the virus everywhere. So this seems like a deliberate act by China to spread this virus everywhere. And we've got a report that I read a week ago, I think it was, where the Chinese scientists were actually discussing this as retaliation for Trump's trade policy. So I think China's up to no good here. I think they might have deliberately released this thing. Fauci is up to his neck in it because his group funded this research, and he's been defending the Chinese spin on it. So I think he's in for some investigations. And there was one interesting bit that Tucker brought out, was that in the FOIA request, certain documents that were redacted, emails, Fauci emails that were redacted, and they said it was because the information was being used for an FBI investigation. So the FBI may be investigating Fauci already. We don't know yet. All right, here we go. Here's another headline, Gateway Pundit. Busted. Professor admits critical race theory is to build the Church of Marxism. The left is not even trying to hide their Marxist agenda for critical race theory anymore, or their true target for their many decades of transformation of America. Christians. The Marxist left wants to destroy the options for the spiritual pursuit of Christians and those who agree with Christians about human free will. And here's what one of their, they were on a Zoom call, and this communist said, the Marxist foundation of critical race theory is at the base of the spiritual concern. He said, if you read Marx, you know he was concerned with alienation, specifically alienation of the species being. That elements of humanity that provide creativity that is unique to the individual and defines us from animals. Glenn Bracey told a Zoom audience of educators on what he was appealing to them to adopt a controversial set of ideas called critical race theory. The left is building the church of Karl Marx, and that is worrisome because Marxism is the foundation for the Chinese Communist Party's controlling China's society, and that is concerning because the CCP murders people when they won't submit and do what they're told to do. And I would say communists have killed a lot more than what just the Communist Party. I mean, 40 million in Russia. You got a dozen million in Cambodia. I mean, everywhere communism sets up shop, you might as well, the Undertaker deal and have a land office business. Anyway, it goes on. It says the left claims that Marxism will liberate people in utopian creative existence. However, the people who live under Marxism are not happy people. So something's wrong, allowing them to access to making oppressive public policy their highest priority in America. It's worth investigating where the disconnect between the fantasies about Marxism is with the reality of suffering from underneath its demands. They themselves as sort of hipsters. So anyway, they go on to talk about it. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but anyway, the whole thing about Marx is to, and they did this in China, they attacked Christianity here, but in China during the Cultural Revolution and during Mao's years, they attacked Confucianism because that was the traditional beliefs of the Chinese people and had been for many centuries. So they always have to undermine the traditional beliefs and norms of the society, and with that, of course, it's whatever the dominant religion is, undermining the family, destroying the family, undermining traditional sex roles. I mean, all this, and in the United States, it involves open borders to destroy the white population, anything that represents the traditions of the country. They attack because they want to build this utopia. I guess you could call, I think this was tried back in the Bible, the Tower of Babel. You know, they thought that they could all become gods if they brought in people from all over the known world speaking different languages, different races, and they were going to work together and build this tower to God. Well, you would think the Christians would be wise to this, because that's basically the same thing, metaphorically speaking, that the Marxists want to do. So I'm surprised there's not more pushback from the churches, but of course they've been largely infiltrated. But still, the Marxists want to destroy what's left in the churches and everything else that represents the traditions of the country. That's the only way they can have any success. And if they do have success, you know what follows from that. So anyway, back to you, Jesse, KG4ZXC, Liberty Net, KO4FE.
Hey, very good there, Bill. And, yeah, you said a mouthful. And I mean that. Wow. Very good. Great signal also coming out 40 over. So I'm hearing you, Lima Charlie, and I. KO4FE in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KT4ZXC, your net control for this Wednesday night, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. Mr. Larry has the deck, and he will be here in just a second, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. I wanted to bring up a article that I read earlier, and I don't know if any of you guys are following it, but I'm trying to locate it now as we speak, but evidently I moved it. But anyway, this one article is about America and the outliers of the voter ID in the identification process. You know, they require photo IDs are the rule of the land in Europe and everywhere else. And Democrats and much of the media are pushing to make permanent changes and exonerate pandemic-driven measures to relax voting rules during the 2020 election, warning of racist voter suppression. You know, we don't have voter suppression. We have lazy people out here who don't want to get off their butt and think everything should be handed to them or they should be catered to because they don't want to get off their sorry couch and get out there and vote. So, you know, we need voter ID because you don't know who's sitting on that couch beside you. You don't know who's sitting, you know, in the next apartment next to you. We need to have voter ID, ladies and gentlemen, and if we don't start with that alone, this country is probably never going to recover to begin with. But anyway, let's take it down to Mr. Larry, InfoRQ at the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Take it away, sir.
Okay, thank you, Jesse.
All right, let's see.
You agree with
there's an article about the Chicago mayor is being sued for limiting his interviews to reporters of color. Now, what would they do to a white person? This lady's black. If they limit reporters only to white people. So, anyway, I'll read the article here from Associated Press. And this is in Chicago. A white reporter for a conservative media outlet is suing Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot over her decision to grant interviews at the midpoint of her first term only to journalists of color, saying she discriminated against him because of his race. Thomas Cassita and his employer, the Daily Caller News Faction, argued in the lawsuit that Lightfoot violated their First Amendment rights and Quintanilla's rights to equal protection by not responding to an interview request on the day of their second anniversary in office. Stand by, Mo.
The suit was filed Thursday in federal court in Chicago by the conservative organization Judicial Watch. Lightfoot is Chicago's first black female, first openly gay mayor. At May the 19th, that she was granting interviews marking the second anniversary of her inauguration on May the 20th, exclusively to journalists of color. She said it was intended to draw attention to the fact that City Hall Press Corps is overwhelmingly white men in a city where white people make only about one-third of the population. Lightfoot reiterated her position at a May 20th event marking the anniversary, where she also called on media organizations to diversify their staff. The fact that City Hall Press Corps is overwhelmingly white has very little in the way of diversity is an important life, Lightfoot said. One day out of 365, I say that I'm going to mark the anniversary of my 2 years in office by giving exclusively one-on-ones to journalists of color, and the world loses its mind. University of Chicago law professor Jeffrey Stone told the Chicago Tribune he expects the court to throw out the lawsuit. He noted public officials commonly pick and choose which media outlets favor, and that Lightfoot said the decision applied to one day and wasn't a blanket policy. Anyway, you can see the Cannonini's lawsuit says he emailed requests for one-on-one interviews with Lightfoot on May 20th, 21, and 24. It says he had not received a response from her office in the filing of the lawsuit on Thursday. When information and belief, defendant is aware that Kenesici is not a journalist of color, and defendant has denied plaintiff's interview request. Pursuant to her announcement that she will only grant interview requests from journalists of color. A Chicago Law Department spokesman said Friday that the city is viewing the complaint and would provide further comment because litigation is pending. So anyway, this lady is black and openly gay and openly discriminating. So we'll see what happens to her. Israel's, Netanyahu gets in office, but it looks like there's kind of plotting against him here. He may have to leave if he's not real, real lucky in Israel. There's a coalition of Israeli political parties seeking to unseat longtime Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convened Monday to hash out power-sharing agreements 2 days before the deadline. The opposition leader Yair Lapid said at the meeting of the Yesh Atid party that a great many obstacles stood before the prospective government. He said the various members of the anti-Netanyahu coalition are trying to see if we can find in the coming days wise compromises for the sake of the big game. I think I've heard in tonight's news that it's very doubtful that Netanyahu may get to stay. They kind of grouped together against him. So we may have lost a strong leader there in Israel. And they need someone very strong to keep Iran and the all the terrorists in that country, you know, to stay strong against all that opposition. So that's just, I'll not go ahead and read any more of that, but it's just it's an unusual way of running the government, but they've got all kinds of different ways they meet together, and I would like to study their form of government, their system sometime. They've got a way that they meet, and they can split the party, and all kinds of different things can happen in Israel. So I'm hoping they get something worked out, and Netanyahu will get to stay. Here's an article regarding a Texan charged with threatening Walmart attack. Comes from Kerryville, Texas. Authorities in Texas arrested a man accused of plotting to carry out a mass shooting at a Walmart, and a search of suspect's home turned up firearms, ammunition, and materials officially described as radical ideology paraphernalia. InfoWire Key Friday. Coleman Thomas Blevins, 28, was arrested Friday in Kerryville and has been charged with making a terroristic threat to create public fear of serious bodily injury. The Kerr County Sheriff's Office said in a news release Sunday. Investigators said they intercepted a message from Blevins on Thursday indicating that he was preparing to proceed with a mass shooting and that the threat included Walmart. Blevins was taken into custody the next day. Authorities searched his home, according to the release, firearms, ammunition, electronic evidence, concentrated THC, and radical ideology paraphernalia, including books, flags, handwritten documents were seized. Now, you're starting to see. They're seizing your books and your flags and handwritten documents, all kinds of stuff now at your home. So I just don't know anymore. Blevins is on a felony probation and was not supposed to have guns. He was booked to the Kerr County Jail in Kerryville, a city of 70 miles northwest of San Antonio. Jail records didn't list an attorney who could comment on Blevins' back. So we'll stop it right there. It sounds good tonight. The airways are pretty clear down here. Go back to there, Jesse. good net there. And 4ROQ Larry in Tennessee, back to net.
Hey, good, Larry. Thank you, sir, for being here tonight, and it's always a pleasure hearing from you. And, yeah, a lot of good stuff out there to report on. I was going to report on something, and, you know, I cannot find the article for the life of me, Larry. It's the one about the destroyer, the Iranian destroyer that went down in the ocean, the new one. Hey, if you can find that article, I'd appreciate it, because I think everybody should hear that one for sure. Alright, thanks, Larry.
Yeah, about that. The biggest ship they had went down. It was on the news, I believe. I'll try to find it.
Yeah, that's a good slap in the face to the Iranian government. It's one of the biggest, largest ships ever built, and it crashes. Well, it don't crash. It just sank to the bottom of the ship. They say the bulk melted and dropped into the ocean, which made the whole thing sink, and they couldn't save it. So, hey, so much for technology, right? Hey, thanks, Larry. I appreciate it. If you do find that article, that'd be great for everybody to hear, because that's not something that's widespread. Hey, KO4GST, Mr. Rob, out of South Carolina, Dixieland, home sweet home. Take it away, Rob.
Thank you, KG4ZXC. This is KO4GST on the Wednesday night Liberty Night, and I just want to read this story put out by Fox News. Florida boy, 10, who was shot after his dad agreed to take him on a paintball drive-by. A 10-year-old Miami boy was after his father took him on a false drive-by shooting with a paintball gun, and a frightened homeowner returned fire with real bullets, according to authorities. Michael Williamson, 26, allegedly gave in to his son's pleas Sunday night to take him on a paintball drive-by shooting. Well, police said the boy fired off unlethal rounds into a crowd gathered in front of the yard of an Opa-locka home, the Miami Herald reported. But the homeowner, identified as Gregory Barnes, thought the gunfire was real and that he and his family were under attack, leading him to return fire real rounds striking the boy, the police said. The youngster, who was not publicly identified, was then run over by his father's van after being shot and losing his balance and falling out, the police said. The boy was hospitalized after the shooting, but was expected to recover as of Monday afternoon, WSVN reported. Williams told the station that a group of neighborhood kids were running around and shooting paintballs at each other. Another child said that the group ended up in front of the home where Williams' son was shot. I guess the man didn't see what type of it was. He just shot him, the child told WSVN. Neighbors, meanwhile, told WSVN that they saw the duo driving around with ski masks on. The guy riding around with the kids in the car with their ski mask and hoodies on, and they were apparently shooting at people, resident Maurice Adams said. We never had this as kids, never. We played ball and tennis in the streets, and we never had to worry about anything like this. This is crazy, one resident said. Williams had been charged with child neglect with bodily harm for acting recklessly by agreeing to conduct a drive-by paintball shooting, according to the police. It's unclear if Williams had hired an attorney who could speak on his behalf. Details about his case has yet to be posted as Tuesday online, as he was no longer listed in custody by the Miami-Dade police. Now see, I just wanted to read this story because this is really one of the things that's going on. I mean, people have lost their minds. I mean, back in my day, my dad, if I would have went to him, be like, oh, let's go have a paintball drive-by, he would have knocked sense into me, and rightfully forth, because at that point, I would have needed it by even suggesting something like that. And I think that we have gotten away from our home values. I think we all need to get back to starting with accountability. People need to be accountable for everything. Too many people are not being held accountable these days for the things they, and especially starts at home. We all have to be held accountable and taught about what accountability is at a young age. And this is the type of thing right here that's making people strike out against them for nothing. Because this man, really, he did nothing wrong. wrong. He thought something was going down, and then he accidentally shot a kid. And that's what he has to live with for the rest of his life because of a mistake that a kid made that could have been easily avoided by his dad saying no. What was he even thinking as a parent to even agree to something like that? And I think this is one of the things we need to get back to, like I said, core beliefs, core values. KO4, GSC, Wednesday night, Liberty Net.
All right, very good there, Rob, and I appreciate you being here tonight, and everybody needs to get back to their core values, especially the way things are going right now. And every parent out there needs to be aware that, you know, things can change on a moment's notice, and it doesn't take long before you realize what's going on. All right, thank you, Rob, KO4GST, we're taking it down to Mr. Dang. Mr. Mo out of beautiful Nebraska. KD0RSA. Come on in, Mr. Mo. I know you got something you'd like to add tonight.
KD0RSA, Mo in Nebraska. Well, not really,
very good, Mr. Mo. Thank you, sir, for being there, and appreciate all your support throughout the years. God bless you, Mr. Mo. KD's there, RSA.
All right, well, it's the bottom of the list, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take a quick pause for the call. See if there's anyone else who would like to make a comment or drop in and say hello.
Or just even check in with us tonight here on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. So I'll take a pause and see who else is out there, if there is any. So anyone would like to join us, your call sign, please. Okay, Mr. Sam, excuse me, did not get that call sign completely wrote down. If you'll give it to me one more time. Stand by one second. Okay, yeah, microphone got stuck. Sorry about that, Mr. Sam. Give me that call again.
Hello, Gulf 4. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Sam, what part of South Carolina are you in?
I'm in South Gilbert. I'm halfway to
20. Oh, okay, yeah, you're in the Midlands of Carolina. Okay, well, very good there. You're on the list, sir, and have anything you would like to add or any comments, sir? Go ahead.
Really, I've been listening.
We're very good there, Sam, and thank you, sir, for being there. And if you ain't got nothing to add, that's fine too. You know, because we need more prayer in this country for sure. So KD4TXO, thank you, Mr. Sam, out of South Carolina. Good to have you on the Wednesday night. Let's come back around. You want to add some kind of comment there, sir?
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you,
Mr. Sam. Thank you, KD4TXO. Nice to meet you. Clear with... Oh, sorry about that. Clear with KD4TXO, Mr. Sam out of South Carolina. Thank you, sir, and appreciate it. Let's see, anyone else before we move to the top of the list? Call now. Wow,
that station?
Negative. I didn't even hear Sam.
Oh my gosh, well, I'm surprised. I heard Sam, he was coming in really good here. Okay, KG4ZXC in the Winston United Liberty Net. Let's go back to the top of the list. Once again, Mr. Chris, I'm sorry, Mr. Jake, Kilo, November 4, Zulu Echo Sierra out of Tennessee is in listening mode. Thanks for being there, Mr. Jim. Glad that you're here. And it goes to Mr. Clint, I know we're not hearing you so well. Give me a quick transmission, just to see if we can hear you. Okay, Roger. Okay, I hear you okay here, but I don't know how much of the rest of everybody's copying you. How are you copying him, Bob?
I can hear Clint okay.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to you, Clint. So it goes to you, Mr. Clint, KC8, Echo Hotel Romeo. Take it away. Okay, Roger, I'll try to speed along.
Fading out, Bob. You'll have to let me know again.
Okay.
Radio show is a bird. We're in violent bridal. The shields and flying here. We're the cover of the bird too, but it's
I apologize, gentlemen. Stand by.
And I really only can gather one of them. The first subject that Clint talked about was some photographs. I believe they were possibly in Italy. And it looks like it's a picture of Mike Pompeo and Barack Hussein Obama. So that's pretty much all I can give you, Jesse. Back to the...
Okay, roger, roger. Yeah, I heard a little bit before his signal started moving around a little bit on the, but yeah, he was bringing up the point that everything this Biden installed government is doing everything possible to replicate the Obama administration. You know how that works. You know, when you got that kind of activity going on, you can't predict what the government's going to do at any given time. It's just a complete mess. Mr. Bob, thank you for relaying that. But yeah, I know what he was talking about. Thank you. Hey, KC8 Echo Hotel Romeo. Thanks, Mr. Clint, for being there. Mr. Bob, it's all you for the next little bit. So take it away if you got anything you want.
All righty. Well, I must reach out to Mr. Clint. The next time you have a round, bring up one topic and then let me relay it, because I just cannot put together all the different stuff, but you had some good things there. So with that being said, it's kind of an interesting article out of California. Firefighter killed, another injured in Agia Dulce fire station shooting. So the body, a body believed to have been the shooter, a firefighter was shot and killed, and another was injured by an off-duty firefighter from the Los Angeles Fire Department in AGUA, Agia Dulce, Tuesday morning. I don't know what that is. A body believed to have been the shooter was later found in a home that was destroyed by fire. It was with heavy heart that the fire chief says that one fireman has been killed and another fireman is critically wounded. And the shooter is a off-duty firefighter that shot at these two guys. The shooter was off-duty fireman who was not scheduled to work Tuesday. He said the shooter returned to his own house, barricaded himself in his house, set his house on fire, and was later found deceased by the coroner's office. Authorities responded to the burning house, a large home in the 2600 block of Spur Drive, about 10 miles from the fire station. Heavy smoke and flames prevented him from getting to the body. The homicide investigators at the present time
are not saying what caused this shooting. As I said, it took the life of one fireman and critically wounded another. So I guess the reason I bring this up, it just goes to show evil. California is a state that has all these gun rules, but yet here you've got first responders, and for whatever the reason, it could be a marital issue, it could be depression, but it's just evil. We always want to go after the firearms. Oh my God, we've got outlaw assault weapons, which of course Congress cannot really define, and now they're defining an assault weapon as any rifle that's larger than .22 caliber. Oh, really? But my thought on this article was, here's the life of three Los Angeles firemen. Two are deceased, one is critical, and for what? We don't even know what. It's just the fact that today's world contains so much ugliness and such evil. It is just it's just beyond understanding. So I'll give it back to you, Mr. Jesse. KG4 is the X to the C, KAJY.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Bob. And yeah, I got a little bit of sidetracked there. I'm trying to take care of some other things going on around here as well. Monitoring the SWRs, this rain is starting to make them climb a little bit, but not as bad as I was anticipating. So hopefully it will continue to not be a problem. All right, thanks, Bob. KAJOY. Let me go down to the old logger here and pull it back up, because I was looking for something in particular I wanted to bring to the table tonight, but unfortunately I cannot find the other article I had bookmarked. Have you ever noticed on these new websites, guys, that these websites, if you bookmark something, you better be sure to go back and double check it, because they will not, sometimes these computers will not bookmark something. Make sure that you do that. Hi, this is KG4ZXE, Jesse here out of beautiful Soldier Frog State of Pennsylvania. I am your net control, and let's see, it's going down from Mr. Bob, KAJOY, to, let's see, K4HXY. Hey, guys, down there in D-Land, Florida, thanks for being here tonight. Hopefully, you're still copying this up this side of the Mississippi. Well, no, I should say, this side of the Mason-Dixon line. Hi, yeah, I'll get right here in a minute, guys. But thanks for listening in from D-Land, Mr. Jim. Good to hear you. Mr. Bill, KO4SB, you have the deck, sir, so what you got around to?
Okay, KG4ZXC, Liberty Net from KO4FE. All right, Jesse. Well, you know, when Joe Biden isn't mumbling or forgetting his words, or getting confused with the teleprompter, or having a mental lapse, he sticks to the Marxist talking points pretty well. Here's one. Here, I got a couple examples for you. Here's the first one, Gateway Pundit. Headline: Biden assertedly claims white supremacy is bigger terror threat than ISIS or Al-Qaeda. Joe Biden absurdly claimed that white supremacy is a bigger terror threat to the homeland than ISIS or Al-Qaeda. Biden was out of Tulsa, was in Tulsa commemorating the 100th anniversary of the 1921 Tulsa Massacre and announcing new efforts to combat white supremacy and help minority-owned businesses. Biden said terrorism from white supremacy is the most lethal threat to the homeland today. Last week, however, he said DHS said the events associated with the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa Race Massacre probably are attractive targets for some racially and ethnically motivated violent extremist white supremacists to commit violence, quote unquote. Of course, that was not actually the case. After woke liberal media outlets got their headlines, DHS admitted that there was no specific or credible threats this time that violent extremists were planning on targeting the remembrance. So they had no evidence of anything going to happen, and nothing did happen. Hundreds gathered with no issues. PJ Media reports, now this is where this blatant dishonesty comes in. PJ Media reports that Biden also tied Charlottesville and the Capitol riot to the harassment that Asian Americans and Jewish Americans face. As if all these disparate events had some same cause. I mean, as far as I know, there's only been one case of a white person attacking Asians, and that was in a massage parlor of which the guy was a customer, and he had some weird sexual crisis going on, and two of the people that he killed at that massage parlor weren't even Asian. So I don't even think that was an attack on Asians. That was just an attack on a whorehouse because the guy had sexual problems and was probably crazy anyway. But that, then Biden says, look around at the hate crimes against Asian Americans and Jewish Americans. He says, hate never goes away. Hate only hides. Well, all these attacks on Asians and Jews that I've seen, a lot of them are on videotape. It's all being committed by blacks. But Biden is falsely attributing these attacks all to white people. So anyway, it goes on, you know, and he says, as I said in my address to the joint session of Congress, according to the so-called intelligence community, terrorism from white supremacy is the most lethal threat to the homeland today. Not ISIS, not Al-Qaeda, white supremacists. That is not me. That is the intelligence community. Well, who is this intelligence community? I don't know. You know, this is going to, I'm just going to, I don't know what to say when there's another ISIS attack or another Muslim extremist attack, and we'll see what Biden has to say when that comes up, because you know it's going to happen. All right, here's another one. Joe Biden sticking to the Marxist party line again. Says corporations using mixed-race couples in advertising. President Joe Biden cited mixed-race couples in advertising as evidence that Americans were growing less racist as a society in a speech on Tuesday. Yeah, well, he is right that there's all kinds of interracial couples shown in advertisements on TV, but it's not because they represent what's going on in society, because at least 90% of all races marry within their race, and that includes blacks, whites. I think Asian women are the only ones that marry out at a higher rate, but they're not hardly ever shown. It's always a black and a white couple, or I don't know what. It's just one after another. You'd think everybody's in an interracial relationship, but the fact is, there's still a minority of relationships in the country. So I don't know what he's talking about here. He says, those of you over 50, often did you ever see an advertisement on television with black and white couples? Biden claimed that if you watch television for 2 hours, you would see 2 to 3 out of 5 advertisements representing mixed-race couples. He said, that's not by accident. They're selling soap, man, not a joke. blindsided the late pollster Patrick Cadell, who once said that watching advertising would help anyone understand the current state of American culture. Well, like I said, interracial couples are still a distinct minority. It's not what's represented in the advertisement, but that's not, that's part of the leftist Marxist program to propagandize the people to try to make them think that this is the norm. It's part of their brainwashing campaign. So anyway, back to you, Jesse. KG4ZXC, Liberty Net from KOFE.
Check in,
check in, check in. This is K4ZXC. Okay, I heard you in there, check in. Give me a call a little bit slower, though, but we'll get you in there. So stand by, Mr. Bill. Let me release this mic control. So give me that call again, sir.
Kilo 4 Hotel X-ray Yankee. If I am comfortable, if I have my best friend here, I'd like to make some comments to the net if that's possible.
Okay, so K4HXY, you got a comment. How you copy him up there, Bob?
I don't.
Okay, well, I'm going to give him a few seconds. Well, I ain't going to say a second, but let me let him loose because I'm sure he didn't hurt besides me. K4HXY, go ahead and make your comment, sir.
He's already on line 5.
Okay, well, Roger, sir. Well, come on in and go ahead and make your comments. It's, you've been in listening mode for a while, and I did skip over you. I didn't ask you if you had any comments before, and I probably should have. So, Mr. Jim, come on in and make your comment. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, KG4ZXC. Hey, I heard you talking about voter registration. We gotta figure this out. We gotta get the liberals and us guys that are conservatives all on the same page. We're in Florida, and we got a great governor. Our governor, right, we've been the laughingstock of the country for years on how we vote. And when I went to vote, I showed up early, and I did sign up to get the registration sent to me ahead of time. And then I was testing them to see if they were gonna do it right. They did. They said, they sent me by my name. Yeah, they said, hey, we see we sent you a mail-in ballot. I don't see that we received it. And I said, well, I don't know where it is. So if you get it, what are you going to do with it? They said, we're going to throw it out, and you can go vote right now. So then I scribbled my name on their little blue in front of it. I showed them my identification, which everything's got to get that in order. We got to get these people to vote, show an ID. Get our citizen vote. Well, and I scribbled my name, and they said, that's not an acceptable signature, sir. You need to sign your name as you have on your signature. So then I did, and then they allowed me to vote. So our governor here in Florida, he made a deemed championship wrestling an essential business. They're only on it COVID. But if you're Southern, you understand how important championship wrestling is for Southern folks. But other than that, I'm with you. We got to get this voting right. We got to figure out how to get the liberals on board, because they were screaming from the rooftops that collusion with President Trump, we all knew it was a bunch of bull. And they, you know, right when all this COVID came down, you know, they were trying to throw the president out. And he was still focused on shutting it down. He shut down China. Everybody called him racist. That's baloney. He's trying to protect us as American citizens. Hey, back to thank you for listening to me, and
yeah,
Mike back to Jim,
K4HXY. Okay, back to Matt. This is K4HXY.
Hey, very good there, sir, and thank you for being there, Mr. Jim, and good to hear you, sir. Always a pleasure hearing from all you guys down in South Florida. Man, I'm surprised Bob's not hearing you, and a lot of the other guys up in this neck of the woods is not copying you tonight. But thank you, guys, and Mr. Jim, K4HXY, thank you, and thank you for the third-party traffic as well. Hi, this is Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-Ray Charlie. Just to reiterate on a couple things, you know, he wanted to make sure that we get this right. The governor of Florida definitely did get it right. DeSantis, I think. I can't pronounce his name properly, but yeah, he did get it right, ladies and gentlemen. He really knocked it out of the park, and you know, every liberal out there is so pissed off at the Florida government for Florida governor for doing what he thought was right. And you know what? He made the right call, and God bless that man, and I pray to God we have more people starting to stand up finally once and for all to take back this country for what it's worth. But thank you, guys. All right, let's move down to the next on the list. Let's see. I cleared with KO4FE. Thank you, Mr. Bill. I meant to wrap it up with you before I moved to N4RQ. So, Mr. Larry, you have the deck, sir. So, out of beautiful Tennessee, N4RQ, Mr. Larry, take it away, sir.
Okay, thank you, Jesse. Good comments there. I found your article here on the ship that you wanted me to look up. I heard about that, but there's more to it than what we know. Iran's largest warship to fire sinks in the Gulf of Oman. This comes from Iran. Let's see. You would start giving me trouble here. The largest ship in the Iranian Navy caught fire and later sank Wednesday in the Gulf of Oman under unclear circumstances. See if I can get it go back. Yeah, here we go. The largest calamity to strike one of the country's vessels in recent years amid tensions with the West. The blaze began around 2:25 a.m. and the firefighters tried to contain it, the Florida's news agency reported, but their efforts failed to save the 679-foot Karg. The name of it was K-H-A-R-G, Karg, which is used to resupply other ships in the fleet at sea and conduct training exercises. State media reported 400 sailors and trainee cadets on board fled the vessel with 33 suffering injuries. The ship sank near the Iranian port of Jask, J-A-S-K, 790 miles southwest of Tehran on the Gulf of Oman near the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf. Satellite photos from Planet Labs Incorporated, analyzed by the Associated Press, showed the Karg off Jask with no sign of a fire as late as 11 a.m. Tuesday. Photos circulated on Iranian social media show sailors wearing life jackets evacuating the vessel as the fire burned behind them. Farr's published videos of thick black smoke rising from the ship early Wednesday morning. Satellites from the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration that tracked fires from space detected a blaze near Jask and started just before the time of the fire reported by Farr's. Iranian officials offered no cause for the fire. Go Israel. That's all I can say. Although they said the investigation had begun. Meanwhile, a massive fire broke out Wednesday night at the oil refinery serving Iran's capital, sending thick plumes of black smoke over Tehran. Go Israel. It wasn't immediately clear if there was injuries or what caused the blaze at the Tongoya, that's T-O-N-D-G-O-O-Y-A-N, petrochemical company. Low temperatures in the capital reached nearly 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Hot summer weather in Iran has caused fires in the past. The fire Wednesday aboard the Karg warship follows a series of mysterious explosions that began in 2019 targeting commercial ships in the Gulf of Oman. The U.S. Navy accused Iran of targeting the ships with Leopard mines, timed explosives typically attached by divers to a vessel's hull. Iran denied that, though U.S. Navy footage shows Revolutionary Guard members removing one unexploded Leopard mines on the ship. The attacks came amid heightened tensions between the U.S. and Iran after then-President Donald Trump unilaterally withdrew America from Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers. So anyway, he's got one more article here. It says, in April, an Iranian ship called the MV Savez, believed to be a guard base and anchored for years in the Red Sea off of Yemen, was targeted in an attack suspected to have been carried out by Israel. It escalated a years-long shadow war in the Mideast between the two countries, ranging from strikes in Syria, assaults on ships, but attacks on Iran's nuclear program. So Israel's been quite busy with Iran lately with their nuclear program and oil fields and whatnot. All right, moving on. This world keeps riding. Here's an article about Russia is to form 20 new military units to counter NATO. It says Associated Press, from Moscow, Russian military will form 20 new units in the country's west this year to counter what it claims is a growing threat from NATO, the defense minister said Monday. Sergei Shoigu, Shoigu, made the announcement at a meeting with top military officials. He pointed to a growing number of flights by U.S. strategic bombers near Russian borders, deployments of NATO warships, and increasingly frequency and major drills by alliance forces. He charged that such actions destroy the internet security system and force us to take the relevant countermeasures. We will form another 20 units and formations in the Western Military District until the year's end, Shoigu said. He added the military units in Western Russia have commissioned about 2,000 new pieces of weaponry this year. I asked Monday about Russia's planned NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg noted that Russia over the last years has been heavily invested in new modern military capabilities from conventional to nuclear weapon systems and has been willing to use military force against neighbors in Georgia and Ukraine. This is one of the main reasons why NATO over the last years has increased the readiness of its armed forces, he told reporters before Tuesday's meeting of the alliance foreign and defense ministers. Currently, thousands of NATO troops, several warships, and dozens of aircraft are taking part in a military exercises stretching across the Atlantic through Europe into the Black Sea region. NATO says the war games aren't aimed at Russia, but the steadfast Defender 21 exercises are simulating 30 nation military organizations' response to an attack on any of its members. They will test NATO's ability to deploy troops to the U.S. and keep supply lines open. Last month, a troop buildup in Russia's south and southwest near the Ukrainian border raised concerns in Ukraine and the west, which urged Moscow to withdraw its forces. Russia annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula in 2014, following the ouster of the country's Moscow-friendly president, and then threw its weight behind separatist rebels in eastern Ukraine. More than 14,000 people have been killed in 7 years of fighting in eastern Ukraine. Russia has recalled some troops from its western after sweeping maneuvers in April, but Shoigu ordered them to leave their weapons behind for Russia's prepared West 2021 military exercises in September. She noted Monday that preparations for the exercises, which will be conducted jointly with Polaris, are now in their final stage and emphasized that the maneuvers have an exclusively defensive character. So there may be some trouble right along that border there. Big buildup of Russian and NATO troops out there. So, got one other article that I'll read regarding Australia. An Australian's court okays pandemic travel ban. This comes from Associated Press. Canterbury, Australia. Australian court on Tuesday rejected a challenge to the federal government's draconian power to prevent most citizens from leaving the country so that they don't bring home COVID-19 home. Australia is alone among developed democracies in preventing its citizens and permanent residents from leaving the country except in exceptional circumstances where they can be demonstrated a compelling reason. Most Australians have been stranded in their nation since March 2020 under a government emergency order made under the powerful Biosecurity Act. Libertarian group Libertarian Works argued before the full bench of the federal court in early May that Health Minister Greg Hunt did not have the power to enforce the travel ban and has prevented thousands of Australians from attending weddings and funerals, caring for dying relatives, and meeting newborn babies. Liberty Works lawyer Jason Potts argued that Australians had a right to leave their country under the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights that Australia had ratified. But the three judges ruled that submission was based on the erroneous premise that the right is absolute. It may be accepted that the travel restrictions are harsh. It may also be accepted that they intrude upon individual rights. The judges said in their ruling, but Parliament was aware of that. So Australia is preventing their people from leaving their country, except under certain circumstances. So, and hope it doesn't expand to any other countries. I don't think the pandemic is in that, I think they're just showing their power, and we don't want that to happen and take away our freedoms in the U.S. Back to you there, Jesse, from Larry in Tennessee and for our OK.
Okay, thank you, Larry, Mr. Larry, and thank you for looking up that article and reading that. That's excellent information. How do you say, go Israel, woo! Yeah, baby. I'll tell you what, I think Israel's got their hands on a lot more than what we going to anticipate. I think they're really out there doing what we should be doing. How do you say, go Israel? Well, anyway, good deal. Thanks, Larry. Good to hear you, sir. And you're 40 over. Wow, you're booming in tonight, sir. Even the storm tonight, rain and everything we've been getting through here. So, good deal. Thanks, Mr. Larry. And for ROQ out of beautiful Tennessee. Thank you, Mr. Larry.
No problem. Thank you, Jesse. And for ROQ.
Hey, thank you. And once again, this is Kilo, Golf 4, Zulu, X-Ray, and a Charlie. And let's see, it's going to the next, to the bottom of the list. Actually, we got two more. We got KD0RSA, Mr. Mo, after Mr. Rob, which is on deck. KD4TXO out of South Carolina. I hope you stick around there, Mr. Gilbert. So let's get to Rob out of beautiful South Carolina, Dixieland, KO4GST. Over to you, sir.
Hi,
Thank you, Jesse. KG4ZXC on the Wednesday night, Liberty Net. This is KO4GST, and I want to read this little story. It says, Sri Lanka faces an environmental disaster as a ship full of chemicals starts sinking. A cargo ship carrying chemicals and plastic pellets has been burning off the coast of Sri Lanka for nearly 2 weeks. Now, efforts to tow the ship to deeper waters have failed, and the boat sinking looks increasingly likely. This all started when a mysterious fire happened on a cargo ship, and it started burning and sinking. The ship called the Express Pearl was carrying 1,486 containers. 81 of those were dangerous goods containers, including 25 tons of nitric acid. At least one container has leaked nitric acid. Infrared footage of the weekend showed that the fire has mostly died out. The Express Feeders, the cargo ship company, said Wednesday that it regrets to report that despite efforts successfully boarding the ship and vessel and attaching a tow wire to it, that they no longer move it to deep waters, for the ship's stern is now touching the bottom. The oil filling the ship is another serious cause for concern. The vessel was carrying nearly 350 tons of fuel and oil, and salvage teams are prepared for the event of an oil spill. Kinshana Wojcicki with just circular. The Sri Lanka's Minister of Fisheries said Wednesday that if there is a spill, booms and skimmers will be used around the vessel at its strategic locations and see what will be used to disperse the oil slick. Sri Lanka has temporarily banned fishing along a 50-mile stretch of its coast where nitric acid has leaked into the water and plastic pellets have washed up ashore. It's not clear how the fire started, but the Shani Lahandaparu, chairman of Sri Lanka's Marine Environment Protection Authority, told the environmental news site Manga Bay that we believe it was due to a chemical reaction due to leakage of nitric acid. Express Feeder said that there will be a full investigation into the cause of the fire and its spread once the fire is out. All 25 members of the crew were evacuated last week. The ship left from Dubai, United Arab Emirates, and was en route to Malaysia, and had stopped in Qatar in India. Sri Lanka's Air Force captured dramatic aerial video of the burning ship. The Associated Press reported that Sri Lankan police are investigating the fire in the court of Colombo has banned the ship's captain, the engineer, and the assistant engineer from leaving the country. The government said it will take legal action against the owners of the ship, according to the Water Service. Endless piles of plastic pellets are already washing up on shore, and these have been released into the ocean and are found on beaches south of Colombo. As time goes on, they will keep moving southwards, as our model predicts show. They will also go on the river systems such as Kalani Lagoon and into the port cities. They are transported by the winds and currents that will remain on the surface until beach and will persist in their marine environment forever, as they are not biodegradable. The incident is also a crisis for the area fishermen. The ship has dealt a death blow to our lives. Joshua Anthony, head of the region fishing union, told the news agency, "We can't go into the sea, which means we can't make a living. This is a really bad disaster for these people, and regardless of where they come from and who they are, I really hope they get it figured out, because innocent people are suffering over there because of this." And KO4GST, Wednesday night, Liberty Night, and I want to say 73 to everybody.
Okay, thank you, Robbie. What was your call?
KO4GST out of Dixieland, South Carolina.
Thank you, Mr. Rob, out of Lancaster, South Carolina.
Hey, this is Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-ray Charlie. Jesse here, your net control for tonight's Wednesday night Liberty Net here in Voter Fraud State of Pennsylvania. Thank you, Mr. Robbie. Appreciate you being here tonight. And great comment. Yeah, God bless some people. Because if I had left one oil spill anywhere near, even if it was a couple drops, you know, the game warden would be on me in a heartbeat, and I'd be under jail. So,
and these people get to walk away from oil spill if they're lucky.
Hey, this is the Wednesday Night Living Net. I'm KG4ZXC. Mr. Mo out of beautiful Nebraska, KD0RSA. You got anything you would like to add tonight? I hope we have been very informative tonight. Mr. Mo, take it away, sir. Well, I hate to hear that Mr. Mo may have left the building, gentlemen, so hopefully you're okay, Mr. Mo, and I hope to hear you again in the morning. So hopefully you'll check into the early morning net with me as well. So KG4TXO out of South Carolina as well. Mr. Gilbert, come on in. Not Gilbert. I'm looking at the city. Sorry. Mr. Sam, come on in. If you got anything you would like to add for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, come on in.
Hi.
Appreciate y'all being there.
good, Mr. Gilbert. Gosh, I keep calling your name Gilbert, and that's the name of the city. All right, from Gilbert, South Carolina. Hi, Mr. Sam. Hey, you know, that's what everybody needs to remember right now, that a lot of this is in God's hands, and whatever is going to transpire will transpire. I mean, you know, we got to leave it in his hands, and hopefully things will get better, and I'm praying every day that it does. So, hey, Mr. Sam, hey, thanks for being there tonight, and appreciate your input. Hey, just a quick reminder, guys, you know, I know everybody is not always heard here on the Liberty Net, and some stations in the don't always hear the stations from the south and vice versa. But, you know, even on this band, I encourage everybody to always work on their antennas, work on if you're interested in amplifiers, like the net controllers in particular have to run a little bit of extra power to try to make sure that we're being heard and we keep the net running properly. So, you know, I try to encourage everybody to do that and participate because, you know, good information of each part of this world, each corner of the country, each state, each county. I mean, you know, it really means something to hear from each and every one of us out here on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net to be able to communicate and focus on what is happening on a local level. Not so much the world level or the whole United States, because sometimes I really don't care what happens to California, but, you know, I'm concerned for the people. And that's what we need to be aware of. So, yo, if you want to bring something to the table, we always encourage that here on the Liberty Net. Hi, this is KG4ZXC out of beautiful Virgin Frog State of Pennsylvania. Yes, I'm in the Allegheny Mountains once again, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and it is the bottom of the list. I'll take a pause. Anyone else, with or without, anyone would like to make a comment? Come on in. Okay, hearing no other further check-in, so this is KG4ZXC. I want to recognize KN4ZES. Hi, Mr. Clint, good to have you aboard, sir. And, not Clint, I'm sorry. Mr. Jim, James, James C., thank you for listening. Always a pleasure seeing you in there on the roster. God bless you, sir. KC8, Echo Hotel Romeo, you're not as loud as you were the first time when we did Mr. Clint. So if you got anything you want to add for the 73 round, take it away if you still copy. Okay, that was Mr. Clint out of Michigan. I'm not hearing him right now. So, thank you, Mr. Clint, for being there tonight. Always a pleasure. And always work on the intel equipment and radio so we can hear you. I know conditions ain't the greatest. So, Mr. Bob, K8JOY out of the state of Ohio. Come on in. What you got for the 73 round?
Well, Jesse, I'm going to kind of expound a little bit on what I think it was Mr. Bill talked about, how, it's the white systemic racism, and it's, the white man is doing so much harm. But you know what? When you see these videos of these Asians being attacked, always by a black that's attacking them. Here's an interesting article from San Francisco. An attack against a San Francisco police officer brought perfect strangers together to aid her and put her attacker behind bars. The incident began Friday when an unidentified Asian American officer confronted a suspect after being called to a disturbance on the streets of Chinatown. According to law enforcement, the same 911 caller who reported the homeless man that day had also reported him that previous day because the man was heard saying, quote, "I specialize in killing Asian people," quote. Surveillance cameras caught what happened after the officer ordered the suspect, identified as a 33-year-old Geraldo Cantresa, So I'm assuming, and you know what happens when you assume, but he's Hispanic. He turned his back to her and placed his hands on his head, a command which he complied at first. But as the officer got close enough to cuff him, the suspect turned towards her, grabbed her by the shoulders, and threw her to the ground with his body on top of her, pinning her to the pavement. The officer's less lethal weapon was sandwiched uselessly between the man and her body, who was considerably larger than the officer, and remained on top of her, grabbing her hair and attempting to knock her head into the concrete. It was at this point, one by one, four male bystanders came to her rescue in the attempt to pull the suspect off her until backup arrived. Now, I'm telling you guys, I'm law enforcement. I would have grabbed a hold of that guy by the neck and put my 9mm in his ear hole. And I'd have told him, you let go of that woman or you're dead. But one of the men who helped was Andy Min, who was waiting outside for a table at the R&R lounge nearby, where he witnessed the scuffle and felt the need for help. Just like a human being attacked, and also it's like a police officer, civilian servant, and third, it looked like there was a weapon. So an Asian, allegedly an Asian, came to the help of there's a video of the scuffle, and then he was taken to jail. If you look at the video, the officer is a smaller, petite Asian woman, and this guy is a hairy looking, I'm telling you, he looks like Taliban, all this facial hair on this homeless guy. So there you are. What about all the whites that are attacking Asians? Here's a guy that's definitely not white, you know, lily white from Europe, attacking Asian, even saying he's an Asian killer. So again, it's another point. This world is evil. God help us. It is just kind of amazing. With that being said, Jesse, I want to thank you for running the Wednesday Night Net, and I will pass it back to you. KG4ZX and a C, KA8JO and a Y.
Okay, very good, Bob, and thank you, sir. And just to add something that, you know, I was thinking that, you know, now it's black on Asians. I tell you what, these people have lost their mind. They really have, and you couldn't have said it any better. You know, that's the problem we're having right now. We need to remember one thing, and I'm gonna try to say this as clear as possible. I physically believe only 10% of this country believes in this BLM, WHO, all these supportive woke cultures, BLM, and all these Antifa and all these people. I think it only really ranks up to 10%. Only because I say that, because I believe the media megaphone has blown it out of proportion to the point where everybody out here automatically assumes that they have the majority. Well, I say 80 plus million people in this country say different. All right, thanks, Bob, KAJOY, out of beautiful Ohio. Thank you, Mr. Bob, for being there and running the logger tonight, and everything else you've done to keep this net going as well. So, thank you, Bob. N4ROQ, Mr. Larry, you're on deck, sir. What you got for the 73 round?
Okay, I thought of something that everyone, this is kind of, did you see the video? Did everyone see the video of the bear and her cubs came up at the back of a house on a, looked like the top of a concrete block with retaining wall, and there was four dogs ran out trying to scare the bear off, and it stayed there and squatted down at the dogs. And a 17-year-old female, pretty tall lady,
17, ran out.
really quick and push the bear off the retaining wall. Just quickly push that bear on the the retaining wall, and she exited quickly, and as she did, she reached down and grabbed one of her little small dogs and took it on in the house. But that's what's been shown on the regular TV many times during the last couple of days. If you haven't seen that video, 17-year-old female pushing that large bear off the retaining wall, which was a kind of a narrow surface of the dogs. I mean, the bear was standing on the retaining wall, and she ran out to defend against the bear about getting her dog. So she went out and pushed the bear down. And sure you'll reply on that. Let's see, I had a good video. A good one. Yeah, I've got it here regarding the Navy has been working on hypersonic strike system, and Lockheed Martin is the testing. They're going to have these on their ships very soon. Let me see if I can bring the article back up here. And I was going to read it, but it's been kind of flowing back and forth on me here. But while that's trying to reboot, the gentleman, DeSantis, Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida, is urging U.S. to import cheap Canadian drugs. That's from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Associated Press. Says after 2 years of lobbying to restore, the drug costs for Floridians, Governor Ron DeSantis said Friday he's waiting for final approval from the Biden administration to import drugs from Canada, which DeSantis said would save tens of millions of dollars. Republican governor signed a bill in 2019 allowing prescription drugs to be imported from the neighboring country, but the plan required federal approval. State health officials have been working behind the scenes to meet federal guidelines. DeSantis also met with then-President Donald Trump in 2019, pointing out that drug costs have risen more than 150% in the past 15 years and urging him to allow the state to pursue less expensive alternatives from other countries. DeSantis estimated the program would save the state $80 million to $150 million. Many people already buy at least some of their medicines from pharmacies in Canada or Mexico, although technically it's illegal to import them. The idea of allowing importation has been around for years, but previous attempts have been blocked by pharmaceutical industry lobbying and safety concerns founded by the government regulators. In November, federal health officials issued a ruling further opening the door for states to pursue importing prescription drugs. At the time, Canadian health officials also raised questions, saying their country's prescription drug market is too small to have any real impact on U.S. prices. That same month, the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America and several other lobbying groups filed litigation against federal health officials challenging the new rule, accusing the federal government of punting the responsibility for demonstrating safety and cost savings to state governments. DeSantis dismissed such criticism. If we were trying to bring in drugs from some country that wasn't reputable, I wouldn't want to go down that road either. But Canada has the same drugs, he said. They have very similar protocols, and then we obviously would have a process to ensure quality. DeSantis said the state has met every regulation required to be able to import the drugs. This has been under review now for 6 months, he said during the news conference in Lakeland, Florida. We were told that it wasn't denied last week and that we could assume it was going to be approved. where the article goes on, but, you know, the drug prices are outrageous. If these other countries can sell it cheaper, why not get import the drugs from them? So, you know, I think they're ripping us off here in the U.S. So hopefully they'll all work out. Let's see. Here's an article. U.S. Japan reaffirm bond versus China. Comes from Tokyo Associated Press. The new head of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command held talks with top Japanese officials on Tuesday to reaffirm their alliance amid China's increasingly assertive claims to contested areas in the region. Admiral John Aquilio, who assumed the post in April, and Japanese Foreign Minister Takamishita Matika shared their concern about China's continuous and intensified attempt to unilaterally change the status quo in the East and South China Sea, the Foreign Ministry said in a statement. Yeah, they've even put made some more islands, but dumping a lot of sand and made a base there for a defensive base. The two sides also reaffirmed the importance of peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific region and agreed to further strengthen their joint response capability and deterrence to achieve a free and open Indo-Pacific. Japan and U.S. have been promoting the goal of a free and open Indo-Pacific, a defense and economic framework in a group known as the Quad, which also includes Australia and India, that is seen as a move to counter China's increasingly influence in the region. China has criticized the group as an exclusive bloc based on a Cold War era mindset. At 4OQ Friday. China is reporting a human case of H10N3 bird flu, possible first. Comes from Beijing. A man in eastern China has contracted what might be the world's first human case of the H10N3 strain of bird flu, but the risk of spread is low, the government said Tuesday. A 41-year-old man in Jiangsu province, northwest of Shanghai, was hospitalized on April the 28th. The National Health Commission said the news comes amid tenants of the threat of emerging diseases as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to claim lives around the world. But unlike with coronaviruses, there are global influenza surveillance systems. Where's all the flu at, guys? Used to get flu vaccines right, left. Everybody had to have a flu shot. I haven't taken one in probably 40 years. I think it's a bunch of malarkey, all this vaccine crap. Hard telling what they're putting in them. But we do know what a lot of the stuff they're putting in the COVID-19 shots, and it's not good. They're all mostly poison. So, I can't get the article to come up here that I wanted regarding, I don't think here. Yeah, let me see if I can get it to boot up. If I can, I'll read a little bit of that. And I think it's moving kind of slow, so I'm going to have to pass it. And shoot it back up there to you, Jesse. Enjoy the net. You did a great job tonight. The band was tremendous. And everybody work on your antennas and radio equipment. So thank you very much. And we'll shoot it back up to you, Jesse. KG4ZXC from N4ROQ, Larry, Tennessee.
Hey, very good, Mr. Larry, and thank you, sir. I appreciate all your fine comments and all your information you provide. It is a great asset here on the Liberty Net, so thank you, sir. Hey,
right. I messed around. I had too many windows open, so I kind of skipped a couple guys. I just wanted to reiterate that. I missed Mr. Jim out of Florida. I'm going to go to Mr. Jim, if you're still in there listening, thank you guys for being there. K4HXY, thank you guys. Let's see, Mr. Bill, if you're still in there, KF4FE, yeah, I got you and Mr. Larry twisted around there, so if you're still with us, sir, if you want to make a final comment, please do so. I do apologize. Okay, I guess Mr. Bill left the building, so thank you, Mr. Bill, if you're still monitoring. Thanks for being there. That was KO4FE out of Pennsylvania. He's down below me about 120 miles south, west of Iberg. Mr. Jim out of Florida, K4HXY, do you have any final comments you would like to add tonight, sir, if you're still with us?
Good job. We'll have more power next week and try to participate more.
All right, very good. Well, thank you there, Mr. Jim, and good to hear you guys, man. Great signal coming out of D-Land. I'm surprised Bob is not hearing you. But great signal coming in to PA. I have you about a 5.7 to 5.8 or so, solid copy. So very good out of Florida. All right, 7-2, sir.
Yeah,
73 is
Cleveland,
K4HXY, and that's out of D-Land, Florida, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC. Mr. Rob had gave me a landline and said he is done for tonight, so he's in listening mode for the rest of the evening. KO4GSP out of South Carolina. So thanks for being there, Mr. Rob. Good to hear you, sir. I guess it is a weeknight, so a lot of people out there got to get up and go to work, including myself. So hopefully we won't be too bad with keeping everybody awake. Hi, KD0RSA, Mr. Mo, out of great state of Missouri. Still with us, sir. God bless you. You've always been a loyal trooper to the net, and we thank you, sir, for being there. So, KD0RSA, God bless you, Mr. Mo, if you're still with us, sir.
Not Missouri, Nebraska.
I'm sorry. I'm sitting here with a half of a non-glasses. My good glasses got crushed, ladies and gentlemen. yes, I did. I sat on them. I crushed them to a pulp. And it looks like something out of a grinder, so I won't brag about that for you anymore. But KD0RSA out of beautiful state of Nebraska. I hope he's doing well. Let's see. KG4TX. Mr. Sam, are you getting anything you want to finalize the net with before we leave and close the net? Please call now. Hey, Mr. Sam out of Gilbert, South Carolina. He is no longer with us as well. It is 12:10. It is Thursday morning. It is June 3rd. What am I thinking? January. Well, June 3rd, ladies and gentlemen, 2021. And this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Should say Thursday morning Liberty Net. I'd like to go ahead and thank each and every one tonight and for checking in. KN4ZES, thank you, out of Tennessee. That's Mr. Jim. Thank you, sir. KC8 Echo Hotel Romeo. Out of Michigan, Mr. Clint, God bless you, sir. Thanks for being there.
KAJY,
Mr. Bob, thank you always, sir. You've been always there, and thank you for all your assistance. Mr. Jim, K4HXY, 73, KO4FE, Mr. Bill. Sorry I cut you short, sir. If you're doing well, I'll give you a landline later. N4RQ, Mr. Larry. Thank you, sir. KG0RSA, Mr. Moe, and KG4TXO, and that's Mr. Sam. Thank you, guys. Now, I'd like to go ahead and thank Mr. Vic, W1WCR, he is our founding forefather for the Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Wednesday night Liberty Net, and we miss Vic. As far as I know, he's doing well, but I hope to hear him soon. Let's see. Mr. Marty, N2IRJ, our net manager. Thank you, Mr. Marty, if you're listening tonight. You and Miss Laurie, N2JTTF, thanks for listening in. If you're there tonight, I did not see you on the barger, so we miss you guys. And I'd like to thank our recording supervisor, Mr. Paul. Thank you for being there tonight and doing the recordings like always. You're a great asset as well. With that, Mr. Bob, KAJY, if you would like to close the net, I will hand it over to you. So KAJY in the Wednesday night Liberty Net, KG4ZXC.
Alrighty, Mr. Jesse, thank you for mentioning Paul. He does a great job, and he puts that recording online immediately. So, Mr. Paul, if you're listening, thank you, bud. As I close this window for KG4ZX Tennessee on this night's Liberty Net, Mr. Jesse wants to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers, as they are possibly listening. 73 is to Mr. Victor, W1WCR, Mr. Marty, N2IRJ, Miss Laura, N2JTTF, as they are absent. It is my prayer, along with, I'm certain, Jesse's prayer and many others, for God to bless this great country, God to be with our first responders and our military, and for God to get us through this difficult time with Sleepy Sloppy Joe at the helm. With that being said, I'm going to pass it to Mr. Jesse to make the final door slamming, KAJY.
Hi, very good, Bob, and thank you again. I'd like to close the net with one final thought. Dear Lord, we appreciate everything you have done and have provided for this great country, Lord, and we need you more than ever to rescue us from this chaos. With all that you have done, you are the great Almighty, and we thank you for everything you have done and what you have done for each and every one of us. And God bless each and every one on the Liberty Net and everyone who thinks in the same way we do. For we need more never now than ever before. So God bless each and every one tonight, and God bless. 73 is all, KG4ZXC in the Wednesday night Liberty Net, and good night, Miss Calabash, KG4ZXC, and thanks, Mr. Larry, also.
Thank you, Jesse and Bob. Y'all do a great job. Appreciate you very much, and
thank you, Larry. Thank you for being there with us.